show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. Coming to you live from the East Coast. Well, if you have been tuned in all week long, we've been dealing with a very, very serious, serious problem in the workplace. Now, there are people who have been the victim, but we also know that there are people who have also been the persons who have presented this issue. I tell you, it is really, really a big problem. And so we've been able to come with some solutions. I tell you, it's like the topic just won't go away. But I have been talking to some other people on Wednesday nights. I teach at a local community college, and I had maybe about 15 to 17 students in class on yesterday evening. And it is a business class, and so I had everyone go around the room, tell me where they work, what kind of job they held, and things of that nature. And I found that some of them were with very reputable companies, very large institutions, been on the job 10, 15 years, talked about some of the promotions that they've gotten over the life of their job. And when I mentioned, had they ever heard of a term called bullying in the workplace, quite a few of them did raise their hand, and one actually said, oh yes, we fired a bully last year. We got rid of one of our bullies last year. So I didn't get a chance to go into depth with her, but I certainly will talk to her later. And then I have another phone call to make later today, talking about this from another young woman who says that this happened to her, and it's, you know, it was a pretty bad ordeal. And so anyway, so the saga continues. And yesterday I was really feeling very, very in tune to the situation. And I said, you know what, I'm working on my dissertation. This may be an area that I would like to do some research in. So just to update you to what's going on, also, we want to welcome you to the show if you just tuned in. If this is your very first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. There appears to be some challenges with technology. We're trying to open the chat room. We can't open the chat room right now. We've tried to open it, but for some reason it's not opening. And also we know that some people were having some difficulties calling into the 800 number. So I was even having some problems with the switchboard. And so that just goes to show you there are literally millions of people on Blog Talk Radio now. And so these kinds of things will happen with technology. So with that being said, I want to spell my name because I know sometimes it, you know, it sounds one way, but it's actually spelled another way. So I'm going to spell it for you, for those of you who may want to go to my website. It's L as in Larry, I as in Isaac, L as in Larry, I as in Isaac, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, J as in John, Williams, that's W as in Wendell, I as in Isaac, L as in Larry, I as in Isaac, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, S as in Sam. So that's LilLisaJWilliams.com. And that's my website. Or if you wanted to send me an email, you would just put info at the beginning of that. So it's then info at LilLisaJWilliams.com. So here we are on a Thursday. This is what I call fantastic Thursdays because, you know, I believe that when you are enthusiastic about the day, okay, we just stay with today. Yes, we have plans for the future, but we have no guarantee that those plans will show up. However, if we show up, at least we will have a plan when we get there. So I like to tell people, go on, start that plan anyway. And when it comes to coaching, as we're looking to take on new consumers that would love to be a part of our coaching program, just to let you know, I am now offering free coaching sessions for your first initial coaching session. That coaching session will last, your free coaching session will last 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute coaching session with myself. It could be related to your career or your business or, you know, or personal success. And I also do spiritual coaching as well. So for those of you who may be grappling with some kind of spiritual matter and you want someone to either talk to or you want someone to coach you at a goal that you're trying to set, definitely give me a call. Also, we have some other trainings that you can take part in, like personal branding. We have some communication and leadership training. We have some communication, some training that now with our new training, we're going to be helping people gain their confidence, be more assertive on the job. So confidence and assertive training that we'll also be offering. Some of this training, you can take it no matter where you are, no matter what city or town you live in, because you can do it from the comfort of your own home. So I want to know, how do you feel about what's going on right now? We have, I know there are more and more opportunities every day that people are feeling pressured and they're feeling stress on their job. There is the University of Houston. The University of Houston, they actually led a summit, and the summit was for not only workplace bullying, but also bullying in the schools. And Fox News was there, and they, you know, got the press and everything. How do you feel about, you know, what's happening in our society right now? You know, people should be at peace. You ought to be able to work at peace. You ought to be able to, you know, do things and, you know, be at peace. So I know that we had Tina was on and didn't get a chance to make her comments. So I just wanted to know if Tina, if you still wanted to make your comments, you just put your hand up and we will take your questions. Also, I want to congratulate one of my partners, Miss Adele J. Foster. Today is the day they will have taking auditions for the phenomenal speaker. And so for those of you who want to be a motivational speaker or you want to be a public speaker, keynote speaker, a speaker, you can join into this new, brand new program that she has, and it should be coming to a city near you. Right now, they will be taking auditions there in the Dallas, Texas area. Now, maybe not Dallas, but that area. Okay, now my computer is really doing some interesting things, so we'll see what happens. I will try to open the chat session again. So, yeah, so congratulations to Miss Adele J. Foster on that. It's a huge, huge accomplishment. Also, we want to congratulate one of our former guests, Miss Angela Vett. I want to congratulate Miss Angela Vett Williams. She was on the show about a week and a half ago. Her event is taking place tomorrow. So tomorrow, 1 year ago, she started in her living room with just one or two women. She started an organization called Sister to Sister. It has grown to over 40 women. They meet each and every month, once a month. They are women of power. They are women of, I would say, definitely, Paul, they are Bond girls because they are intelligent, they are independent, and they are all business women. So they come together, they support each other, they share some of their strategies for going into business, they share their dream of going into business, and then Angela is always there to encourage them to start the business and even offer them support in terms of a venue for when they want to, when they're ready to do their business launch party or celebration. And then each month, each and every month that they meet once a month on the third Friday. Every month they bring in a different speaker. So it's about a three-hour event. It starts at 7 p.m. on Friday evenings. And the networking there is just phenomenal. So they eat, they have food, they network. She has a presenter. And then she, you know, will share a few words and she has vendors there. You can do a vendor table for $20. All of the supporters and all the people who attend are encouraged to support the vendors. So it's a really, really, really nice concept. And they started January of 2010. So they've been together one whole year. They've been meeting faithfully. I've been there to a couple of the meetings. And it's not like you have to join and pay any fees. You come, you sign the attendance roster, and you just keep coming, and it makes you a part of this group. And so it's really grown, and we've really met some wonderful, wonderful people there. That's happening, and then on Saturday, another awesome, awesome, awesome event. There's an Empowerment Women's Book Club that was just formed by a woman, a First Lady, Diana Flagg. She's also a radio show host on IBN for You radio station here in New Jersey. She started this Empowerment Women's Book Club, and each month they're going to meet, I think she said twice a month. They're going to feature a different author each time with a book, and she's encouraging people through her radio shows, and she's really a marketer and a promoter, so through her radio shows and other outlets, she's getting the word out. And so we'll be there Saturday if you'd like to come. If you're in the area, please let me know. That's going to happen at 4 o'clock p.m. It's the Empowerment Women's Book Club. She is also reaching out to people virtually, so there will be a phone number. I will be the guest of one of her events down the line. She has other authors already lined up. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that she's doing for authors. So just some wonderful, wonderful stuff coming up. And what do we have next week? On February the 4th, there's a youth event that if you want to send your young people to. So great, great things coming up. Now, bullying in the workplace. I'm trying to get the chat room, still no chat room. So there you have it. We're absolutely trying, but we have nothing yet. Miss Tina doesn't look like she's on the line. So I will open up Lisa's phone line. Good morning, Lisa. Morning. Glad you could be with us. And also Miss Yvonne. Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
Good morning. Yeah, I finally got in, but it's not letting us chat. We're coming in, but we're not able to post anything.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, neither am I. So no one's able to. I'm not even there. I can't even get in.
Yeah, you're showing up, but when we try to, it just says, welcome to Coach LaLisa's chat room, and it's three of us are there. Kiva's there, Paula's there, and I'm there, but none of us can speak.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, I'm in, but I'm not in. In other words,
you're not showing up.
Well, I haven't. It won't let me.
But I think you are there because it does. It says four users, but I only see three names.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. You know why? You see Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
no, that's not me.
That's me.
Oh, okay. You just popped up.
I just popped up.
You just popped up on mine.
Yes, I oh, I see. So something is definitely wrong. Because that's... Okay, so, well, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Kiva. And good morning, InfoRhythms. Mm-hmm. All are there, but you all are not able to type in, you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So, therefore, oh, right, so I know what that means. Okay, so the chat room is down for a moment, but I don't know if they're able to hear through the chat room. Because I know you can hear, Lisa, because you're on the phone.
Right.
So I'm not sure if they're able to hear. So possibly they are. So, but, yes, and so also, Yvonne, I have opened up your phone line as well. Good morning,
yes.
Yvonne, and welcome.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Okay, so ladies, now that we have your phone line open, let's get into some discussion. We've been talking Monday and Tuesday. We talked about this bullying in the workplace. And then yesterday we had Coach Versi Walker on, and he was talking about whatever he was talking about. Now, Mr. Walker, he always has a great show, and so we were definitely, you know, always delighted to have him on to hear, you know, what he wants to share with us to help us get to the next level in our business and things. And so, as it relates to what we've been talking about, what else have you, you know, looked at, or what else? Do you think we should be looking at, or do you have any questions or comments about it?
Well, unfortunately, this is Lisa. Unfortunately, I have to start on a pretty negative note. Here in our city,
uh-oh,
Los Angeles, California, we have a subsidy called Gardena. And day before yesterday, we had, in the last 24 hours, we've had three separate school shootings. And the first one is the one that I really want to address when you talk about bullying in the workplace, bullying in the schools, bullying just period. There was a 17-year-old student who brought a gun to school, and he brought it for protection because he was having some issues with a person he had a fight with, and he was trying to protect himself. He went into the classroom and set the bag on the floor or on the desk, and the gun discharged and one bullet went through the neck of one 15-year-old student and then into the head of another 15-year-old student. She's currently in critical condition. The young man is in stable condition. And we've been going downhill ever since. But it's been so many stories circulating around why he had the gun. He's remorseful. He's been charged with attempted murder. And he's in one of our juvenile detention facilities. But it was an unfortunate, what they call, freak accident. I believe he brought the gun for protection. The police believe that it was not malicious for him to do that, and he did not intend to shoot either of the people. But that's just what those things, that's just how those things end up. Bullying is so serious that we have a 15-year-old young lady that we asked you to pray for that may lose her life. And it didn't even involve any of the three. So this is like real serious, but the whole trickle-down is it's happening with our kids, it's happening in the schools, it's happening in the workplace, and, you know, we just don't know what to do. It's really getting out of hand. The second shooting was earlier today, and it was a school police officer who off of a campus was shot in the back, but he's in stable condition. He may have even gone home because he had his body armor on, so he was okay. Then in the city of Vail out here, another student was a victim of a drive-by. So, you know, we're just really struggling out here. So pray for California. We're really having some problems.
Oh, Kiva was able to type in to the chat room. Hi, Kiva. Are you able to hear in the chat room? I can't type in. Yes.
I can't hear.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, Kiva, I wanted to see. Can you hear? You can hear.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I was asking Kiva if she could hear. No need for me to ask Lisa because I am Lisa, but... I'm that Lisa. You're the other. You're the Info Rhythms. All right, information and information with a rhyme with a rhythm. Now, so oh yes, Kiva can hear. Now let me see. Maybe the chat room is working now. So maybe I'll go back and try to open it again. Okay,
yeah,
Paul
just came off of sleeping too. We both have the sleepers next to us. We won't be able to type yet.
Okay. So I see, yes, I'm refreshing, got in, thanks to Kiva getting in. Go, Kiva. See, Kiva, we knew you were a leader, always a leader. That's, yeah, we got to talk about that. That'll be another whole show when we talk about leadership. So, wow, well, Lisa, I am very, very, I did read about the student who had the book bag situation where the gun did go off accidentally. And it's very, very, yeah, it's very, very sad and unfortunate. Remember when, about maybe 15 years ago, I have a sister-in-law who works in the school system, and she was at that time teaching a first grade class, and she said there was a first, second, somewhere around that grade, very young grade, definitely below sixth grade, and she said that there was a young man who had this brown paper bag, young boy, rather, with a brown paper bag, and it just looked kind of frumpy, and so she took it from him. And come to find out, there was a gun inside this brown paper bag. I'll never forget that story, and, you know, she didn't know what he was planning to do with it, but why such a young child had a gun at school, and how it could just be so innocently in a brown paper bag, like a lunch bag. And I just remember her telling that story. So, and this is going back 15 years ago. So you have these situations, and we know that there is some challenges with people. Economy is not, it's probably impacted. We don't know to what degree. So that's definitely one of the things that I'm definitely going to research in my study. So I'm really excited about that. And thank you so much, Mr. Paul Carassi. Thank you for some wonderful suggestions and tips that you gave me. Oh, so let me see if I'm in now. No, I don't know. Probably not. Oh, I'm here. I've never been so excited to be somewhere, y'all. I'm here. I'm in. Oh, wonderful. Oh, we're all together. Isn't that nice? So anyway, the chat room is open. Okay, so bullies in the workplace, in the schoolhouse. I tell you, Yvonne, do you have anything to share with us this morning?
Actually, I wanted to, but I'm sending you an email. I prefer to speak to you because I'm unemployed and I have quite a few questions for you.
Okay, well, I mean, if you want to, you can switch the topic. That's fine.
Okay.
If you'd like to ask questions
about one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, okay, when I listened to you for the first time yesterday, I'm considering, you know, having my own business, and I need to get some directions and where I need to go and what exactly needs to happen. So that's the reason I wanted to send you something in writing.
Oh, that's fine. So you got the email, info@lilisaj.com.
Right.
And, yes, we do have some shows also that we've done on that, and we will have be doing some more shows on that because we know that that is also very big right now around the country where people
right.
are unemployed, whether they've been laid off, right-sized, downsized, and or those things are still happening. They haven't stopped. And then there's just, you know, straight layoffs. And then there are companies that are, you know, closing up and shutting down because they cannot bear the economy, and so they are deciding to get out of business. And what does that mean for the employees when owners decide to close up their business? And that's what we talk about, even in our business class. You know, the owner of the company is taking various risks to run a business. And so owners, at some point in time, whether you have one employee or 1,000 employees or 100,000 employees, the owner makes a decision to stop doing business, it's going to affect everyone, not only in their organization, but everyone connected to them. Because let's just say you're a very big company, like General Motors, and you supply them some part. Let's say you're a small company that supplies some part to General Motors, and then General Motors, that's how you've been making your livelihood for the past 30 years. You've been doing well. You live in a nice home. Your children go to a great school, and you've been supplying this to a company like a General Motors. Well, if General Motors goes out of business, then your company basically may fold unless you have what I call, you know, a backup plan. And not that I termed that phrase, but so like I was telling the students on yesterday evening, I asked them what their plans were beyond. Now, this is the first day they met me. We didn't have school last week. These students have never seen me before except for one because she is taking the class over. I did have her last semester. She wasn't able to complete, so she's retaking the class. And she went with me about halfway through. So I thought that was a great compliment. Here's a student who had you once, couldn't finish, and takes you again. The norm is some students, they won't take a professor again. But anyway, so I try to be, believe it or not, a little entertaining to the students. But so here you have these students, and I ask them, okay, I pretty much know their major, but sometimes they're not always there for business. Some of them are doing it as an elective. So I ask them what they're there and this and that. And then I ask them, okay, this is your associate degree. What do you plan to do with this when you're done here? So we started off, the first young man said, well, I hope to go to blah, blah, blah. And I let him finish, you know, with his where he hoped to go and what he hoped to do. I said, well, let me just interject here. You're hoping to do it. That's not good enough. Because, you know, you don't hope, you do it. You don't say, I hope to go. You go. Now, he says, well, I says, why do you say you hope to go? He says, well, I don't know what the future, I don't know what might happen. I said, that's true that. However, if you plan for something to happen, therefore, when it happens, at least you'll have a plan. I said, so I want you to kind of turn that around from, I said, because you can say, I'm going to Rutgers. You don't have to say, I hope to go, I hope to get into. No, you can say, I'm going there. And I said, and what that will mean is, now that you know you're going, you're going to already begin discussions. You're going to go to Rutgers now. You're not going to wait until graduation. You're going to go or 6 months before graduation, like many students do. You're going to go now, and you're going to begin to talk with the admissions counselors at Rutgers. So you'll know everything you need. You're going to begin the paperwork now. You are going to, you know, put some other things in place. So, and that's what I say to business, you know, business owners. I understand your business may be doing well right now, but you need a plan A, B, C, D, and at least E. You need like a five-level backup plan. Everybody needs that. And I know T.D. Jakes preached this some while ago about having about seven streams or multiple streams of income. So he calls it multiple streams of income. Other people call it that. I call it, you know, five-level backup plan. So you want to have these other things in place, sometimes even cooperating at the same time. Like, so, therefore, companies should be doing that. And this way, if one industry goes away or dries up, or if the economy is not hitting every industry in the same fashion. You know, the economy has wiped out some, you know, industries, but it has been, has hit some industries hard, but it has not. Oh, you're taking notes in four rhythms. Oh, that's so cute. It hasn't hit every industry in the same way. Now, we have to be, you know, students of our own destiny. And some of us remember when we were in school, we studied psychology. If we studied psychology, we might have studied B.F. Skinner. Maybe you studied Freud, Sigmund Freud. Maybe you studied Piaget. Maybe you studied Abraham Maslow, whomever. If you were a math student, you know, you definitely studied the Pythagorean theory and what have you. If you were a philosophy major, you know, you studied the philosophies of Aristotle and different ones. Well, here's the thing: you got to become a student of yourself, and you have to become a student of your destiny and your, what you want to do, what you can do, and so that you know yourself very well, you know what you want to do, and I can't. So anyway, that's what I know about what happens when people and companies have to lay people off. It's typically not a good thing when companies have to close. So, but it can happen. It can happen, and it does happen. Because of some reasons like contracts that are not renewed. I remember once I worked for a company, and the only reason they went out is because their contract was not renewed. When the contract did not renewed, people had to be let go. Now, here's an interesting twist. Right now, in economic hard times, one industry that typically grows are the colleges and universities. Because typically when people can't find jobs, they go to school because they want to be doing something constructive with their time, or they may want to learn, you know, a new trade or pick up a new field. So typically that might be an area where to begin to look for a job is somehow in the colleges or the universities. Colleges and universities right now are growing in by leaps and bounds. Also, in the colleges and universities, there are so many other programs there besides getting a traditional college degree. There are many, many other types of certificates and other things that you can, trainings that you can get. So anyway, we'll do some more of that next week, talk about business ownership, how to start a business. You know, you can start the average company today with less than $200, and you can actually start Avon with like a dollar. So anyway, I thought that was cute. And makeup, by the way, they say is recession-proof. I know for years they taught that in economics classes, that the makeup industry, the beauty industry, is recession-proof. And so you might say, Avon, I wouldn't dare sell Avon, but you may be surprised. You may make a little fortune of doing Avon or Mary Kay right now. And some of the theory behind the makeup is that in these kind of economic times, people feel bad. And so what is a way to perk up your spirits but to dress up and to look good? So therefore, and not only that, but even in the healthcare industry, just because you don't have a job, you still have to bathe, so you still need soap, you still need these other hygiene type of products. So that's another concept for it. Now let me switch back to you and take some of your comments and thoughts. Your phone line is open. You're welcome to ask another question, Yvonne, if you have another question and or comment.
Oh, not at this time.
Okay, so you like my young students would say, I'm good. Okay.
No, listen, I'm writing to you. I prefer to do that.
Okay, great. All right.
Uh-huh.
I love it when my young people say, I'm good. Now my latest thing is with them. I this is how I capture my students' attention right away. Yesterday I was doing some things with them, and somebody made a comment of something. I said, "Oh, that's just my swagger," and they all burst out laughing. And so some professors, they don't realize that if you do that, you pretty much have them eating out of your hand for the rest of the semester. And there was another term that something, and you get them to show you something. Now, here's something that was very interesting. Oh, my goodness. This is our next topic, our next biggest topic besides bullying in the workplace. We've got to talk about this social networking, y'all. We got to talk. This is big. Now, you thought bullying in the workplace, you think that's big. Well, trust me, because, in the schools, there's a big segment of the bullying that is, they talk about the cyberbullying. Now, the cyberbullying hasn't reached the workplace yet, but it could. But we got to talk about the social networking. It is talk about a revolution, talk about an evolution, talk about an explosion. I'm telling you, it is just unbelievable. So we have some major topics that we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks. Excuse me. Another very major topic is this whole business of going green. So for those of you who are looking for work, those are some areas that you may want to tap into to get you some training. I remember last year I was brought in to conduct training for a program down in Somerset, New Jersey, where they were training people on green jobs. That's how, and they're being paid by the federal government. They have a contract to train as many people as they can in the area of green jobs. So over the next couple of years, these individuals, they will be able to easily find work. So that might be an area that you may want to look into, is into the green job area. And then for those of us true entrepreneurs, we might want to tap into that industry or that segment of the market in terms of whatever businesses that we have. So the green job, but the social networking, that is so funny. So here I sit in school, all of the students, except for maybe one or two, almost every last one of them, had on their desk in front of them a notebook, their textbook for those that have already purchased their book, pen or pencil, and their cell phones. Cell phones. You would think that they've paid this money for class and what have you, that the cell phone would be secondary and put into their purse or their book bag while they're in class for only a couple of hours. No. The cell phone is out on the desk. And what do you think they had open? You guessed it. Their Facebook pages. So, since this is the introductory class and we can't really get into the chapter because I don't even know who all maybe has possibly read the chapter, And just to let you know, I'm one of those professors where I like for the students to read the chapter before they come to class. And I'll tell you why. And for those of you who have college students and you have young people in college, I beg you to encourage them to read the chapter before they go to class, even though they may not understand the chapter. But if they read the chapter ahead of time, it's like you're prepping your brain to be open to what the professor says, and then there will be a greater level of, you know, knowledge flowing and understanding. So that's just my little belief. I haven't done a study on it, but it worked for me all the while I was in college. So you read the chapter ahead of time. And since we didn't do that, I was just kind of doing a little, doing my stand-up comedian professor thing. And so I mentioned Facebook somehow, and I mean the students came alive. And you talk about a lively group. Everybody came alive. Even the ones that were in the back, kind of shy types, you know, they love to run and sit way in the back of class, hoping that the teacher won't call on them. But they don't know that I'm a different kind of teacher, so I always call on them first. I always do. And I know that the people up front are typically the ones who maybe are not as shy, and so I don't typically, though it could be the opposite, but that's just the way I see it. But so here they had these, and I mentioned Facebook, and oh my goodness, they brought out their phones and start tapping and tipping on their screens and showing me how a Facebook application is right there. And I said, oh, wow. I said, yeah. My husband says I'm addicted to Facebook. They were like, yeah, you and millions of other people. I said, really? They said, yes. They held their phones up. See, I got it right here. And I was like, I said, oh, thank you. I feel so much better now. I said, so he's the oddball, not me. And they said, yes, Miss Williams, yes, everybody is addicted to Facebook. But, I mean, not everybody is. But I just thought that was so, so interesting. And one young man who works in New York for a big company, he says, oh, yes. Oh, and by the way, Kiva, they had the Androids. Two of them had the Androids or whatever you call those phones. And they loved them. The rest of them had Blackberries. Most of them had Blackberries. There was only one person who had an antiquated telephone like me. But they said, oh, yeah, the application is just right there on your phone these days. You don't even need to do anything special. Facebook is a standard application. It's an icon. You just click it, and boom, you don't even need your password, they said. You just click it, and it takes you right to your page. And I said, now, see, no wonder. I says, okay. Well, so we're going to talk about social networking. So for those companies who feel that they are keeping you off the Internet at work, I got news for y'all. You're not. If I can't keep them off the Internet in a two-hour class, you cannot keep them about an eight-hour workday. So we got to redress or just look at workplace productivity and social networking. We got to look at that because, you know, it's just, I tell you, I think that's going to be the next big phenomenon. They've already been talking about it for the past 10 years, ever since social networking came about. They've been talking about it. They were on it. They probably were talking about it before it came out to see what they could put in place to curtail it. But now it has really gotten out of hand. And so anyway, I want to know people's thoughts on that because companies thought they were doing something really big by not allowing, by blocking that site from the computers for their employees. But if your employee has a, what do you call that phone, a BlackBerry or basically they told me any phone now, you can download the Facebook application. So if they can have it right there on their BlackBerries, and if they truly are addicted, now that's like on my job, I can't get to Facebook. Sometimes you all might send me posts and I don't answer it unless I come home for lunch. And I work close enough to my job to come home from lunch. I may check. But I don't have it on my phone, so I can't answer you from there unless I'm off that day. If I'm working from home that day, yes, if you see me with posts, you can go back and if you you see me posting on Facebook during the day, it's because I'm working from home that day or I'm off that day. So I want to know how that's affecting workplace productivity when people have these cell phones that the company cannot stop. Now, I know in some companies, like if you worked in a prison, a correctional facility, you cannot bring your cell phone to work. You cannot take it in your job. So I'm just wondering if companies will ever have a restriction of that sort where, boy, that's even scary to think about. So we won't even address that, but that'll be for another time. So let's see what's happening in the chat room since I don't see any hands raised on the switchboard. Good morning and welcome. 973. Oh, good. Tina, I thought you had a comment or question. Tina, you had a lot of insight. The other day we were together and she was talking about some things that she has seen in her management positions. And I can't wait to talk about this topic a little bit more with some other people. So, okay, Minister Patricia Martin is in the chat room, says, yes, she says she can her BlackBerry is great, and she can get Facebook and email messages. Okay, I tell you, this is so, so interesting. Kiva, you work in this area. Tell us, you know, that's like I said, we're going to do a whole show on social networking, so I don't want to confuse you all this morning. This morning we were just kind of wrapping up talking about this phenomenon that's going on now with all of this bullying that doesn't seem that it's going away. We had Lisa on earlier talking about some situations that she has seen that are just happening right now in the California area where there have been a couple of shootings. And I know in some other colleges around the country there have also been shootings. And so we don't want that concept to spread where the person being bullied is so afraid that they're coming, you know, to school. We're hoping that if this is happening in schools that we can squash this. And I know I will be going to Vegas. Some of you are on my Facebook page already, and you saw where I put the comment there about we got to teach people, Paul, how to release their power and to exercise their Bond girl lifestyle. We got to teach people how to do that so that they can take back their self-esteem, take back their self-confidence, take back their self-value. We got to teach people how to set goals for their success on the job, you know, taking that initiative to either stay on that job and to get promoted and or to go to another job if you need to leave there and go to another job or if you're ready to start your own business. So we're going to be going around the country, but one of the reasons that we're also going to Las Vegas is because there is a bullying, Stop the Bullying conference that is going to be happening there for the youth. It's going to be taking place in June, Paul. I can definitely get you the dates in Vegas. It's in June, so I figured, well, I'll make it a 2-for-1 since I'm going there to speak at the Stop Bullying conference. I will also do my seminar, which is Release Your Power, because I think that goes hand in hand for people who are being bullied. Let's, you know, it's one thing to stop that bully, but there is a concept that people's personalities can also attract a bully type of spirit. When things are spirit, you're not going to just train it away. So you have to arm yourself. And so one of the things that we're going to be teaching people how to be more confident, more self-confident, and to be more assertive, not aggressive, but assertive. So being assertive affects things like how we speak, how we think, how we dress, how we carry ourselves. So, yes, Paul, that is what's happening. And actually, that same conference to stop bullying with the youth is also being held in Canada, I believe in March, around March 5th, I believe. I may still be going to that. I'm not quite sure. I'm just waiting on the planners to get back to me if there's an opening for presenters, if there's an opening. When we contacted them, they had all their presenters, and she was supposed to let me know by January the 16th if any of the presenters did not do all of the paperwork that they need to do in order to present. But I did send her my paperwork, and they did approve it and said, yes, we do want to have you present at the June one if you can't make it to the one in Canada. I really wanted to go to Canada, but we will go to Vegas. I've been to Vegas before. I had a lot of fun. I did not go there to party and gamble. I went as a staff member for Continental Airlines. We went to do interviews. We went to interview pilots. So they have the Organization of Black Pilots, OBAT, O-B-P-A or something like that, the Organization of Black Pilots Association or something, or Association of Black Pilots. We went there to interview pilots to come and work for Continental Airlines. So while we were there, it was their conference, and we were there with recruiting tables up, talking to them about why they wanted to be a pilot for Continental Airlines. But there were other airlines there as well, and it was, like I said, a big conference for them. And that happens every year, so any of you are interested in becoming a pilot, or if your children are, you may want to send them to that conference where they get to talk one-on-one with the pilots and find out what that lifestyle is all about. That was my first time being around that many pilots, except for when I was in the United States Navy, and I was attached. You know, people think Navy and they think ships, but the Navy actually has a much larger air fleet than they do aircraft. They may not now, I'm not sure, but 20 years ago they did. Or should I say 30 years ago? I was 23 at the time. So they had a much bigger air fleet. And I was stationed with one of them, VF-101, and I was around pilots every day. But these were, of course, not commercial pilots. They were military pilots. So that's what we're going to be doing in Vegas. We also will be in North Carolina in June, the end of June, the June 24th and 5th. We will be there with the Releasing Your Inner Power conference. It'll be a two-day event, Friday, Saturday. We will be in, we're also going to Kansas City. I didn't put Kansas City on the flyer, but are coming to Kansas City to also do Releasing Your Inner Power in Maryland and some other cities. So if you want us to come to your city, just send us an email and we will come. Yes, okay. Co-workers are on their cell phones posting. Okay, Kiva, let's see what she knows. Kiva knows a lot about this stuff, y'all, because she works in this industry. So Kiva says that co-workers are on their cell phones posting comments during the day. Now, is that allowed in the workplace, Kiva? Posting to your Facebook page, is that allowed in your workplace? I won't tell people where you work, but I just wanted to know if that is allowed or not. So, yes. Now, here's the funniest thing, though. Just imagine you posting on Facebook during the day. And, you know, your employers, they can get to your Facebook page if they wanted to. It's to the average person's page. Ah, Tina, you should, you know what, Tina, you're going to get it. Okay, we're going to take Tina's call. She had her hand up probably for a minute. And, hey, Tina, I was over in the chat room. Darling, I didn't see you, but welcome to the show. Good morning. You got about 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I've been holding for a while. Well, I hope the Twitch board didn't freeze. I didn't know if you saw my hand up.
Yeah, I was in the chat room. I just flew in from the chat room.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to comment or give some points on workplace bullying.
Yes.
Okay, you want me to go ahead? Because you said you only have a few minutes.
Yeah, give us some few minute points.
Few minute points. Okay. First of all, being in management for so many years, I saw workplace bullying firsthand, whether it was upper management to managers or managers to employees. So I have some quick comments to employees who are being bullied by their manager. First thing is you need to document, like to piggyback what Lisa said, not Lisa, what was the young lady's name before? Was it Lisa?
Lisa.
Yeah, okay, to piggyback on what she said, yes, you do have to document. That is key. You need to document daily. You can keep that documentation at home or a place where you can get to it easily, but you do need to document the information. Another point is that you need to continue to keep up your productivity in your current position. Sometimes when an employee get upset with their manager because they're being bullied, they lower their productivity and don't do their work well. But this is another way that the bully can now use this performance against you. Understand that sometimes managers already have given a perception of your personality, your character, and your work ethic to upper management. So you don't want to change anything or do anything different than what you're expected to do at your job based on the perception that already has been given. So also what you need to do, if you have to go to the doctor, it's always good to go to the doctor, tell the doctors your symptoms, how you were feeling, similar to what Lisa was saying. If you can't sleep at night, if you are upset at work, you're crying, you have mood swings, whatever, loss of appetite, go to your doctor, explain those symptoms to you, and get a note for whatever reason. If your company has different programs such as the EAP, which is the Employee Assistance Program, you can reach out to them. The corporation I used to work for had an EAP, and they also are a no-nonsense company when it comes to workplace bullying. So you can reach out to EAP. But the most important, again, is document your information. Do not stop your productivity as far as doing what you need to do, because this is how the boss can use it against you, okay, and go to the doctor. So those are just quick 3 points that an employee can do to ensure that, you know, what the bully is doing, that they're documenting, and they'll be able to use that information later when they go into any type of mediation with upper management or personnel. Hello, was that quick enough?
I definitely know what what you're saying with this, you know, documentation, with them being able to possibly say that you're the problem. You know, we know that that can definitely happen. I've seen that happen where they actually did get rid of someone because they were able to show that this person, like you said, if they can prove that you're not doing your job, you know, if they can prove in any kind of way that, you know, you are the problem, they are
right.
Definitely going to, and they're going to put it on you and make it seem like it was something that you didn't do. So you really, really, really do have to make sure that you, like you say, you don't change your performance. I know that to be very, very true. And what I also know to be true in a lot of ways is that one of the key ways for a person to retaliate, I mean, like, you know, your mind, the first thing your mind is going to do is say, you know, let me slow down, probably. So that's probably a natural thing for a person to want to do. But so I think that is so key and so important, Tina, that you are sharing that your work, don't let your work slack. That's the worst time to let it slack, even if, because, you know, it's going to be probably hard. You're not feeling well. You already, you know, may be going to the doctor and already having those doctor visits. You may actually have headaches. stomach aches. And the last thing you feel probably is like performing up to your normal speed. That's the whole reason the bullying is a problem.
Yeah.
Because it has made you sick. It has
yeah.
hindered your health. It has drained your energy. And here your acts. See, if everybody could perform at the same level with being bullied, bullying wouldn't be such a big issue. The same thing in the school. The student who's being bullied, there's no way that child can perform at their optimum level. Now, you can still probably perform at higher levels. So here's the thing. You need a mechanism, people, to increase your performance because it's not coming from your typical way to perform. So you need to find something else that is going to help you perform well because, like Tina is saying, that would be a chief way that they can now get you. And I've seen it happen. I know of a case right now, and I'm going to probably talk to this woman because I seen what happened to her, the health thing, took her position, you know, a bully took her job from her, basically, intimidated her, set her up, manipulated some things, manipulated her, and he had help. And it's very sad, and it almost makes me sick to have seen this, but this was a few months ago. So now that I have this new information, I'm going to be reaching out to this person and try to offer them some solutions because they have been bullied in the workplace, and they probably don't know what this is. And no one, they can't really put it under sexual harassment in their own mind, I'm saying. And so, but that productivity thing, that's big. That's good, Tina. Definitely, thank you for
well,
those. Do you have any other tips for us?
Okay. In reference to other corporate, I think I shared this with you. There are times where in the workplace, a couple of employees may be bullied by the same person. And so you're going over the steps that you want to, how you want to go forth. You must realize this much. Some employees are not willing to go that extra step. Some employees may talk about going to HR or upper management or contacting a lawyer, but sometimes they are not. So when you're sharing that information on how far you're going to go, sometimes other employees now get nervous and think you're going to make it worse for them. So now this employee who you have used as your confidant is now going to management and allowing them and giving them information on your next step or going to someone else. So it's very important that if you have decided, not to be in a group of people who have decided, but if you have decided to move to the next step and you realize that other people may not be on that level, to keep your information confidential. Because I have seen that happen as well where other employees were not on the same level, whether they were management or upper management. They were not on the same level. And soon that person wanted to move to the next level to implement the new strategies on how they were going to attack or not attack or go against the bully with the documentation, the entire team was not on board. So the team now turned against you when you can't understand why. Now you're fighting for their rights, and now they're turning it against you. So sometimes you're going to have to do things as an individual and not as a team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is also great, great, great advice. So, yes, wow, I've seen that as well. I've definitely seen that where, right, people... They seem as though they're on your side. They seem like they want to go against, you know, what's happening to them. But like you said, they become threatened. They feel that you, I know that. I've seen that happen. I remember a lady, and she actually, I'll never forget how a woman told the manager that a person, this is another thing I see people do this on the job so much, and I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. 20 years later, I don't understand it. Why would you tell people that you work with that you're not happy and that you're leaving? I mean, I can see, like, if I, why do they do that, Gina?
I don't know. That's another, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Because that I mean, I could see if I call up Tina, she's my friend outside of, you know, Block Talk, and I could see, I can call Minister Pat and say, yeah, I'm frustrated with this place. If I get me a new job, I'm gone.
Right.
I cannot
don't
figure
tell
out. Yeah, why do people tell their I don't understand that. Somebody help me understand that. Why would you tell your coworker that you, I'm talking about your coworker, and I'm not saying, let's just say, me and Tina have been friends since ninth grade. We grow up, and we've been friends in ninth, tenth, 12th grade. We graduate. I go off to college. She go off to college. We end up working in the same company, PSE&G downtown Newark, or wherever. Well, if you're working there, it's a pretty good company. You may not be telling anybody you want to leave, but let's just say a company that's not so great. And we end up working there. Why would you tell your coworker? I can see telling Tina in that case because she's just somebody you grew up with that you know. Maybe they will keep your confidants, but most people won't. But why would you tell? Why would you feel a need to tell a coworker that you're unhappy there and you're going to look for another job? Well, anyway, maybe that's a survey question I need to ask people.
Elise, I have one last point.
Yes.
Okay. I want if anyone's being bullied, I want you to know it's not your fault. A lot. That's very key. Do not think it's your fault. Do not think if you say something, it's going to get worse, because more than likely, it's going to get worse regardless if you don't say something. So that's the most important. Do not think it's your fault. A lot of times you are put in a situation where after a period of time of being bullied, you start to doubt yourself. You start to believe that you're the problem, and it's not you. It's the bully who's the problem. The bully is causing you to have the anxiety you may be having at work. And so please do not believe it's your fault. There are so many different techniques, like Melissa was saying, that you can do to make your day more at ease for yourself. For some, they may call on someone from a religious nature, you know, pray before you go to work, read a book, get in the Word, have some soothing music while you're at work. When you come home, if you have to just sit in your car or you have a room in your home that you just need to go and release whatever stresses you had of that day at work, do that so you don't allow that to become a part of you believing that you're the problem. Because if you don't release it, you don't talk to about someone maybe outside of the company, you don't share it, you don't pray, you don't do certain things, you're going to start to believe after a while that you're the problem, and you're not. So please do not believe that you're the problem. It's the bully. It's the bully. You're not the problem, and continue to take, you know, do the steps you need to address the bully and to address management.
Also, this is Lisa. Also, when you that's terrorizing a person when they're bullied to the point to where they blame themselves and they do nothing. They also hold it in, and that's where the physical illness comes in, and you start to have what started out as stomach aches and headaches turn out to be ulcers and small strokes.
Yes.
Wow.
That is true.
Yeah.
It can escalate from one. You know, you see a lot of people come to work saying they have headaches and then turn into migraine headaches. You know, they have a migraine. They can't get up in the morning because it's for stress.
And migraines, they're debilitating, and they once you start having them, they last for so long. Then you can't deal with sunlight, you can't deal with any noise, and then you miss work. Trust me, I know. I'm currently off for like a stressful situation, so it's rough.
It is rough. And again, being seeing it firsthand, whether I had employees or had fellow managers, it's just important that you take care of your health. You know, it's very important that you take care of your health when it comes to those stresses at work. because I've seen it to a point where a person actually had developed a mental condition from the stress at the job, to a point where someone had a miscarriage because of the stress at the job. So these are really medical issues that we have.
Emergency.
A medical emergency. So it's very important that you take heed to that. It's serious that you go to your doctor and you check yourself out.
That's really sad because it sounds like we work in the same place. We have the exact same situations you just named in my workplace. So it's not just happening in one place. It's happening in all places, and that's what people don't understand. Then the way the economy is going at this time and the reduction of force and the threat of layoffs, you know, everybody is on edge. And what people really do need to know is management and craft employees or line employees alike, we all have to do our job together. We all have to respect each other because on the unemployment line, we're all equal.
Yes, that is a great, great point. That is great. That is true.
Well, that is awesome. Wow.
If I may give you guys a quick update, we just got word that the young lady that was from the local high school that was shot in the head, she is showing improvement. So prayer does work. I asked for prayer at the beginning of this hour, and I just got word she's improving. So
amen.
Put it out there, and I want to thank any and everybody who is praying for this young lady.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, these are great, but I just wanted to make mention of an article that I just got wind of on Author's Den, and also say congratulations because we all here know who this author of this awesome article. He's my good friend, and you all know him, Mr. Paul Carazzi, and he wrote an article, actually, and it's a great, great, great article. So I just actually got through reading over it. So it is very, very awesome. It's on Facebook. You can go there and get it. But it says searching for a publisher, and I'm actually going to be using this information from his article because we do the self-publishing seminar. Not where we publish people, but where we teach people how to do exactly what Paul has stated there and the reasons why. Because sometimes these publishers, they don't do what they said they were going to do, and you send them your work. And actually, I had it happen to me, Paul. I had a woman who worked for a very, very, I won't mention her name or the publishing house, but she works for a very large publishing house. I happened to meet her at a golf outing. And my husband was there playing golf, and I was just sitting around. She was there. They were following her around, the camera crew, blah, blah, blah. So there was a young lady who knew me and knew of my book. I actually had my books there, and she grabbed my book thinking in her mind, oh, here's a great time to get your book in front of this publisher, this big publisher, right? So she takes my book. Oh, yes, and my friend Lalisa has this book, Release Your Power, blah, 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 blah. And the woman said, oh, Release Your Power, nice title, really like that. And here I'm feeling like all special. Oh, great, wonderful, I'm right here with a publisher. So we took a picture together, blah, blah, blah. So she says, oh, I would like to help you. You know, I told her it was self-publishing. I would like to help you get it published. Send me your manuscript. I said, oh, great. I ran home. I called my two sisters. Guess what? I met this lady. She's like, send me your mail. Oh, wow, this is it, y'all. Get ready. Pull out the yacht. We're about to sail away. I emailed her the manuscript with a nice cover letter, gave her the points. Now, I've already been selling the book. Had already sold over 1,000 copies, mind you. 2,000 possibly. She emails me back and says, and she's asking me all these questions, what is this, what is that? Yeah, obviously she read a couple of lines. What do you mean by this? I'm like, huh? Basically, like you said, Paul, in your article, she basically was asking me to rewrite it. And I'm thinking, but I already wrote the book. I already actually sold the book. What are you talking about? Rewrite. You're asking me, do I think this will sell? I can give you the receipts. What more do you want? So, Paul, you just don't know how this article is connecting with me, because I have that experience. And I thought, and that's the last I heard of her. Once I, you know, basically wanted me to rewrite it. And she told me, in other words, don't call me back until you've rewritten this. Huh. I was like, okay, I won't be rewriting something that's already being sold. But anyway, so I just wanted to share that with some of you. We'll talk about that on another show. We'll talk about the whole self-publishing thing and why I do the self-publishing workshops. Okay, also, Complaints or Negatives in Full Rhythm says, by the way, you all, I had extended the show a few more. I had extended another 30 minutes. Now, Paul, who else do we have in the chat room? Welcome, welcome, Self-Guided. Welcome back to the Coach LaLisa Show. How you doing? I'm so glad you could be here. Now, I need somebody to call Wendy Williams and say, you got to meet this lady. She sounds just like you. So I can get on the Wendy Williams. I would love to sit there, Wendy Williams and LaLisa Williams, and I would love to talk to Wendy Williams about releasing your inner power and how many people in her audience need to release their inner power, get up, take their energy, and make it happen for yourself. Stop waiting for somebody to do it for you. There is no one who is going to come and do anything for you. I can say that emphatically. There is no one who's going to come and do anything for you. You must get up and make it happen for you. That's your assignment. That's your call. That is what is expected of you. If you wait around for other people to come do it for you, you will be waiting, my brother, my sister, a very long time. Now, can people support you? Yes. Can people encourage you? Yes. Can they be a sounding board? Yes. Can they offer you money? Yes. Can they do it for you? No. 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 You can give someone $100,000 and tell them to go to school or start a business, but you can't make them do it. You can offer, you ever had those girlfriends where you give them hours upon hours upon hours of advice on how to end a relationship or start a relationship or even change the relationship, and they don't do it? You cannot do it for people, and no one can do it for you. That's why. So just like you know that you can't do it for others, just know that no one can do it for you. Again, yes, we can take people's ideas and their concepts and we can compare it and look at it. We can have role models and mentors. But can they make it happen for us? Absolutely not. Even if someone makes the phone call on your behalf and hooks you up with the person, you still can't do it. So, all right, self-guided says, when I am on the job, I am very antisocial. Oh, self-guided. Well, maybe you have a good reason for that, so I won't be too hard on you just yet. Let me wait and see. Ah, nah, self, just to yourself. Okay. So, well, we'll see. I am there to do a job. Ah, well, that's what Lisa said on Monday. I don't know if you were on the show, self-guided, but that's one of the things Lisa came out of the gate with as we were talking about bullying in the workplace, that people go to work to not make friends, but to do your job. So I don't know if you were on the show or not on Monday, but that's one of the first things she said. So, and she's also confirming right there, I see in the chat room, you got the right idea, a self-guided. You're antisocial. Okay, see, we're going to talk about that, though, in our networking on our subject of social social networking and social media and at work. And you know, there's various schools of thought. So one school of thought is don't make friends at work. That's just one school of thought. Then there's another school of thought that says make workplace like fun, like recreation to a degree. As a matter of fact, there's a book called Fish. I believe it's called Fish. I have to do a little bit more research to get you the actual title and the author. Some of you, most of you in management know what I'm talking about. Are you familiar with that book, either of you ladies, who your phone lines are open, or those of you in the chat room? Yes, no, maybe so.
I missed the title of the book. What did you say it was called?
F-I-S-H.
Oh, okay. Now
Fish.
I'm going to have to look that up.
What about you, Lady Tina? My management expert. Okay, well, she may be on mute. She may have put her phone on mute. Okay, so Fish is a book, and I think that's the title of it. I'm not sure who. It didn't come out exactly at the time, I don't think, of Who Moved My Cheese, but somewhere in that flavor. But it is a book that teaches, it has these five hallmarks to it, or five major areas of the book. And one of the titles in that book is, one of the areas is to make the workplace fun. And the book is based on a company, I believe, in Boston, a fish market in Boston, Massachusetts, I think. And or somewhere, it's a fish market somewhere up that way, Rhode Island, Boston, somewhere, where the business is very successful, booming with profits. And so the this concept of fish is where the workplace is fun, the customer is important, the staff are allowed to, actually the word play is there. It's these five points. I'll bring that out. I'll talk about that next week. So just because, so again, just to show that there are other schools of thought, so one school of thought is to be very, do not go to socialize, but there are some companies that if it was not for the socialization, the employees would be quite miserable. So we will see. But today we have had yet another important, I think, and dynamic discussion about bullying in the workplace. Yet another important segment to the saga of workplace bullying. And so, anyway, we are definitely going to see where all this pans out. We certainly thank you, Tina, for tuning in, Lisa, Paul, and everyone that has tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show today to help us continue continuing the struggle. We shall overcome. Those of us who have been bullied in the workplace or have been made to feel less than, we shall overcome. But I love what you said, Lisa, today, and, your comments. And Tina, love it. We got to find ways to keep ourselves healthy. We got to make sure we're still eating right, making sure we're getting our proper rest, so that when we do go to work, we can have the energy, and we have to find something at work to make us want to go that extra mile. Because I was there. I was at that place. Oh, like a picture or music. There you go. I like it. All right. Okay, let's see. Yes. Oh, okay. The self-guided said, okay. Okay, you can socialize without getting personal. There you go. Okay. And I'm doing what I'm paid to do. Okay. But long as you're not a bully, self-guided, long as you, if you don't want to be antisocial, but long as you're not bullying those of us who want to be social, because I go to work to socialize. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but not with everybody. That's the difference. I go to socialize, but I'm going to pick my friends. I'm not going to socialize with everybody, because some people in the company, they have a bad reputation, their brand is not good, and you go socializing with them, you know how your parents taught you that birds of a feather flock together, and companies will put you in a, they will pigeonhole you and say, you must be like that since you're hanging with that person. So unless you have a very, very strong personality, and then also knowing what it is you want out of that company. And I've seen that far too many people take jobs. They have no clue as to what they want to get out of that company. You see, you should never take a job and don't know what you're bringing to the table, number one, or don't know what you're there to get out of the company. And I think those are two of the reasons why people fall into traps of stagnation, and they fall into these areas of gray and what have you, because of those two missing links. They didn't know what they brought to the table, and they don't know what they're there to get out of the company. And therefore, that's a whole nother show, is to help people to go into any job interview or go into any company knowing those two, knowing your value. What did you bring to the table? Now, I know one job I had where we interviewed people, I would always ask them, you know, not only why do you want to work here? Well, you may want to work there because of the benefits and things of that nature, but what do you have to bring to the table? And what changes would you like to see, you know, here in your time that you're going to be here? So let's just say Info said, I need to work on that, but over my work history, I have found that coworkers can do you in, and that it has been, discussed, yes. And so InfoRhythm says, yes, that is the problem when social becomes too personal. But here's the other side of that, too. We also have training. I know I conduct it on my job, and I'm sure every job does. Interpersonal relations. Let's face it. We are in relationship with people in our jobs, and they do become interpersonal, interactive. So anyway, but there's all these schools of thought, so this is what's going to make, and that's what makes the workplace so dynamic. Well, we won't be able to do a two-hour show today because I do have other obligations, as I'm sure you do as well. We have certainly enjoyed your comments in the chat room. Self-guided says, as to say, over 20 years, I was the only brother in the office, so I was the target of management and those on the floor.
I'm the type of person that I'm the one that would become that would socialize with someone like self-guided, because most of the people that I deal with, because I stay to myself, I'm drawn to people who stay to themselves, and
okay,
are the people are the targets. It's because I understand, and I want to let them know I understand how you are. I'm not the messy one. You know, I just want to let you got somebody on your side, whether you want them there or not. And, you know, sometimes just people need that extra, you know, just little pat on the back, you know, whether they want it or not. You know, it's necessary sometimes because everybody's going through something. Everybody.
And that's
so
And that's the last word we can take on that, because we are out of time. And so we're going to come back tomorrow with more comments. And I think this person had their hand up by mistake. No, that was a mistake. So we're going to be back tomorrow, and it looks like we'll have to close out the week with part four because we're out of time, and I definitely want to finish that discussion. So please, Lisa, write those comments down so we don't forget. Tomorrow we'll open up with that. One last day, we'll close out the week. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Self-Guided. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth. with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams. Thank you.